Welcome back. In this lesson, we're going deep into one of the most powerful moves you can make in jungle and old school DnB, transforming a transition into a sunrise moment in Ableton Live 12 using resampling. This is not just about making things sound pretty. In this style, the transition is the emotional hinge. It's where the tune goes from dark pressure to open release without losing that rolling, head-nodding momentum. If you get this right, the crowd feels the sunrise before the drop even arrives. Now, the big idea here is simple. Instead of dropping in a generic Reezer or some canned effects pack sound, we're going to resample our own material. That means we take the DNA of the track itself, things like drum fragments, Reese tails, vocal shreds, noise, atmospheres, and we turn that into a custom transition. That way, the bridge feels like it belongs to the tune. It sounds alive, not pasted on. Start by choosing a source section that already has strong groove and emotional potential. Ideally, you want an 8-bar loop from your own track that has a breakbeat, a bassline, and at least one tonal element, maybe a pad, stab, vocal slice, or atmosphere. Duplicate that section into a separate transition version, so you can work destructively without touching the original arrangement. That matters, because the transition should be a creative transformation, not damage control. Now create a new audio track and call it Transition Resample. Set it to resample from the master, or route a group into it if you want more control. Arm the track and record 8 bars while you shape the source. For the first 4 bars, keep drums and bass. In the next 4 bars, bring in a tonal layer or atmosphere. Then in the final 2 bars, start pulling the drums down and let the effects wash out. What you're capturing is the interaction between elements, and that interaction is a huge part of what makes DnB transitions feel so musical. That's the first advanced mindset shift here. Don't just record sounds, record chemistry. Once you've got the resample, slice it up. You can drag it into a new audio track and edit it there, or load it into simpler in slice mode if you want to play it like a performance instrument. For an advanced workflow, I actually like doing both. Use audio clip slicing for arrangement level control, and simpler slicing if you want to build fills and transitional hits you can perform from MIDI. Set the slice points by transients or by 1/8 or 1/16 divisions, depending on how detailed you want it. Then keep the slices that have the good stuff: hats, shuffles, bass tails, vocal bits, noise swells, little bits of swing and grit. Don't keep every slice just because it exists. In jungle and old school DnB, clarity matters. You want motion, not clutter. Now we shape the drums into a sunrise style break edit. Use chopped break fragments, reversed snare tails, filtered top loops, and ghost notes from the original break. This is where the transition starts to feel like a performance instead of an edit. Put drum bus on the drum group. Start with a little drive, maybe around 10 to 20%. Crunch somewhere subtle, and transients adjusted depending on whether you want the break to snap harder or soften into the atmosphere. Keep boom very low or off if the sub is already busy. Then use EQ8 to high-pass the transition drums around 120 to 180 Hz so they don't fight the bass. That low-end discipline is crucial in DnB. If the break gets too thick down there, the whole emotional lift gets muddy. If the break feels too rigid, bring in some swing from the groove pool. A classic MPC-style groove or the original break's own timing can keep the jungle bounce alive. That little bit of human push and pull is often what makes the transition breathe. Next, we reshape the bass into an emotional arc. Duplicate your Reese or sub-bass track and make it transition-specific. You do not want the full aggressive bass here. Instead, create an evolving bass tail that starts tense and closed, then opens up into something warmer and more expressive. A clean Ableton stock chain for this is auto filter, saturator, maybe a little chorus ensemble for the mids, and utility for width control. Start the filter cutoff low, maybe around 250 to 500 Hz if you want it veiled, and open it gradually over 8 bars until the harmonics reveal themselves. Add just a touch of resonance for emotional tension, but be careful not to overdo it or you'll get whistling peaks that fight the drums. One important thing, keep the sub mono. Let the upper harmonics widen later, but anything under about 120 Hz should stay locked in. That's one of those pro-level DnB habits that keeps the mix powerful while still letting the transition open up. If you want that extra old-school jungle flavor, resample a short Reese note or bass stab through distortion and filtering, then pitch it slightly up or down in the transition. That tiny pitch movement can feel like tapira movement, and it gives the whole section a warm, human drift. Now let's build the tonal sunrise layer. This is the emotional glue. Take a vocal stab, chord fragment, pad tail, or even a resampled hat wash and process it into something hazy and hopeful. You can use Granulator Roman 3 if it's in your setup, but you can absolutely keep it stock and still get great results. Try a chain like Redux for grainy texture, Reverb with a medium to long decay, Echo for rhythmic tails, and EQ8 to carve out the low mids around 250 to 500 Hz. The goal is not a glossy EDM cloud. In old school DNB, Sunrise Emotion usually sounds a little worn, a little tape-ached, a little rough around the edges. That texture gives it credibility. And here's a useful arrangement tip. Don't let the tonal layer smear across the whole transition constantly. Let it answer the drums every two bars. That call and response keeps the groove alive and stops the section from turning into a wash of fog. Now it's time to assemble the actual transition and arrangement view. Think in a clear energy contour. That's important. Before you even place sounds, imagine the line. Where is the pressure highest? Where does it thin out? And where does the emotional reveal happen? A strong 12 to 16 bar shape might go like this. The first four bars stay pretty full and dark, with drums and bass still active. The next four bars start reducing drum density, while the filter opens and the tonal layer becomes more obvious. The following four bars can bring in resampled fills, reverse tails, and more harmonic bass movement. Then the last section opens into the sunrise passage with a cleaner pulse or a more open break. Use automation aggressively. Automate the reverb sends upward as the transition moves forward. Let the delay feedback spike briefly before the section change. Open the bass filter slowly. Maybe even automate a tiny utility gain dip right before the new section lands. That micro drop can make the reveal feel way bigger. This is another key DNB lesson. Phrase the energy like a DJ mix and a composition at the same time. The crowd needs to feel the journey, but the groove still has to make sense on the dance floor. As you get into the final third of the transition, add tension devices and impacts carefully. Use a high-passed reverb return, some rhythmic echo, maybe a gentle auto pan on a noise layer for stereo motion. If you add impacts, keep them short and textured. A reversed cymbal, a resampled snare swell, or a clip tape hit often lands harder in jungle than a giant cinematic boom. Bigger is not always better here. Character matters more. And keep checking the low end. This is where people get burned. Reverb and delay buildup can stack in the low mids and suddenly your transition feels huge and solo, but muddy in the track. Periodically mono-check the low end, and don't be afraid to carve around 250 to 500 Hz if things get cloudy. Once the full transition is working, print it again. Resample the entire transition into one clean audio file. This is a very advanced, very useful move. Now you've turned a multi-track design into a performance-ready asset. You can trim it, reverse it, stretch it, pitch it, or use it in different parts of the track or live set. And here's a smart extra move. Make two versions from that printed file. One sunrise version with wider mids, more reverb, and opened filters. And one darker version with tighter filtering, less stereo, more saturation, and shorter tails. That gives you flexibility for different moments in a set. Same core transition, different emotional function. A few common mistakes to avoid. Don't drown the bass and break in reverb. High pass your reverb returns and keep the deep low end dry and controlled. Don't let the transition become a pad wash with no groove. Even a ghosted break or chopped hat pattern keeps it rooted in DNB. Don't widen the bass too early. Keep the sub mono. And don't rely on one giant riser to do all the work. Real emotion comes from arrangement, filtering, density changes, and resampled phrase movement. If you want to push this even further, try a ghost grid timing offset. Duplicate a resampled break layer and nudge it slightly late against the main break. Keep it quiet in the mix. That little lag creates a ghosted, drunken tape feel that fits old-school energy beautifully. Or create a parallel age channel with saturation, EQ roll-off, and a touch of sample rate reduction to give the transition a worn and underground character. For a final creative challenge, build three different sunrise transitions from the same 8-bar source loop. Make one minimal and emotional, one more broken and pressure-heavy, and one wide and early morning airy. Keep the sub clean in all of them, and make sure each one lands into the same next section but feels emotionally different. That exercise will teach you something huge. The best transitions are not just effects chains, they're arrangement decisions. So remember the core idea. Resample your own transition material. Preserve the groove chemistry. Keep the low end under control. Commit to contrast. Let the first half stay tighter and darker, then open the second half with purpose. If you do that, your sunrise transition won't just sound good. It'll feel earned. And that's the kind of move that makes a DNB track hit at 6 a.m. like the first light finally breaking through.